You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. A flu outbreak at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio is fueling criticism of the Pentagon's decision to end the military's influenza vaccine mandate. TPR's Tim Gutierrez reports more than 200 trainees have become ill.
The Air Force says medical personnel are isolating and treating symptomatic trainees and monitoring those who may have been exposed. San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones, herself a former undersecretary of the Air Force, says the outbreak was preventable and linked to a federal policy change made earlier this year. In April, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ended the military's influenza vaccine mandate.
It's really unfortunate that we're playing politics with people's public health and with things like vaccines.
A recruit also died during the outbreak, though officials have not said whether influenza was a factor. I'm Tim Gutierrez in San Antonio.
San Antonio's water infrastructure plans are on hold after the city council voted last week to delay a proposed rate increase for the San Antonio water system. The proposal would have increased water bills over the next several years to pay for wastewater plant upgrades, pipe replacements, and backup generators. Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones voted against the postponement, warning that waiting will only make the projects more expensive.
The plan that they were bringing to us, that was in fact the lowest rate increase that they would bring to us. Any delay only continues to increase the cost of completing projects. So whatever they bring back to us, he confirmed, will be higher than what we just considered.
Jones told TPR's The Source the delay could also affect infrastructure projects needed to support a potential Toyota expansion on the city's south side. The council is expected to take up the issue again in October. The Texas Education Agency has opened a special investigation into San Antonio's Judson ISD. The agency is investigating 15 possible violations of state law, according to a letter obtained by the San Antonio Express News. Most of the allegations are connected to board transparency and authority and procedure, largely tied to the ousting of former Judson superintendent Milton Fields. Other allegations center on student safety, including whether Fields followed procedure and reporting allegations of child abuse. The Judson School Board has been embroiled in heated discord for months. The district is slated to appoint a new interim superintendent later this week. The loss of Medicaid and Medicare funding at Laurel Ridge Treatment Center hasn't had the devastating impact that many feared. Jalynn Jameson heads the Center for Healthcare Services, Bexar County's mental health authority. She says more than 50 contracted psychiatric beds were shifted to other providers after Laurel Ridge lost funding, but access to psychiatric care remains a challenge.
With Laurel Ridge open, we already had a fragile system. Our patients were waiting anywhere from 24 to 30 hours for access to a bed, and that has not improved. But on the positive side, it has not gotten much worse.
Jamin said told TPR that Bexar County still lacks enough psychiatric beds. She urges county leaders to consider developing a locally controlled psychiatric hospital to expand access to care. San Antonio's summer will likely be drier and warmer than usual, according to a 90-day summer outlook from the National Weather Service. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
That summer outlook appears to spell an end to the rainy weather seen this past spring. The U.S. Drought Monitor reports extreme northwest Bexar County has emerged from drought conditions, but not the rest of the county. The National Weather Service, as of Monday, reported 22 inches of rain have fallen at San Antonio International Airport since January 1st, or about 7 inches above the year-to-date average. San Antonio water system customers remain under Stage 3 water conservation measures. Almost bone-dry Medina Lake, west of San Antonio, has risen 13 feet since last month and was 8% full on Monday. The biggest rainmakers ahead are likely to come from the Gulf of Mexico in the form of tropical disturbances as strong cold fronts disappear. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.